friends, welcome to the Vertical Relationships Show. If you are ready to heal God's way through God's word, you desire to have healthier, loving, and thriving relationship with yourself, others, and most importantly, Jesus, then it's by no accident you're here, because there are only divine connections in God's kingdom. Hey, I'm Aaliyah Diana, international best-selling author, certified Christian counselor, trainer, coach, and podcaster. Yes, I'm all faith-based. I believe a vertical relationship with Jesus changes everything. This is about a personal relationship, a vertical one, not a religion. I'm authentic, real, honest, and there is no fluff here. Because I desire for you to have permanent healing for that wounded soul, not just temporary band-aids that don't last. Hey, God wants you to have a well-rounded and balanced life. So grab your coffee, your Bible, or just kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey, hey, friends, it's Malia here. I just want to remind all my prophetic voices out there that if you're kind of wondering, hey, am I really a prophet? First of all, the Lord has to choose you, right? And he has to confirm that not only through other people or you get these amazing prophetic words, but the Lord has to confirm it. And you know what? He will let you know. As you know, I sat privately for 2 years and didn't say anything. The Lord's always working in and through his prophetic people. And I just want to remind you that I do have that new course, Are You a Prophet, out. It's going to really shed some light into what it takes to be a true prophetic vessel of the Lord. So go check that out at Vertical Relationship Academy on my website. Okay, I have a lot to share today, so you're going to have to bear with me. A lot of prophetic dreams are smashed into this because I really sit with these things, okay? Back in December of 2023, the Lord started giving me prophetic dreams and messages about vineyards and planting and harvesting seeds. I started seeing this word everywhere. When the Lord starts confirming just a word, a phrase, anything, it is a prophet's job to go forth with what the Lord is saying to people, and you might have to sit with that prophetic word, right? Or even a warning for weeks, months, even years before releasing it. And so now God said it's time. Prophets safeguard fields and vineyards during the harvest time. The vineyard represents the nation of Israel. The vineyard exists to glorify God among the nation in the world and point people back to him. God, our creator, our everything. I want to share Isaiah 5:7. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the nation of Israel and the people of Judah and the vines he delighted in. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed, for righteous, but heard cries of distress. I had another dream. Okay, I'm going to share a lot of dreams with y'all. There was a business deal going down about planting in on harvesting seeds. I had to go back to my journal and read these things because you're going to forget them. So please write these things down. God might be showing you something later on, okay? I was going to planting and harvesting to 6 countries and share the seeds and the harvest with these 6 different countries. First, there was an agreement, but by the end of the dream, everything fell through. They didn't want to do it anymore. You know, obedience is key to have a beautiful vineyard. We have to remember that Jesus is the true vine, right? We are the branches from the vine. John 15:5 says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So I want to ask, what does your vineyard look like? Think about every area of your life. Are you still carrying idols as a candlestick over God's word, commands, laws, decrees, regulations? What do your vines look like? Are they thin and unhealthy or strong and vibrant? What about your fruit that grows off the vines? Are they spoiled, bitter, rotten, or ripe, juicy, and delicious? Let the Lord refresh your branches. You know, give you that living water, because he is the living water, a tree whose roots will thrive. True branches are connected to him, the true vine. You're going to have to let him correct you, continue pruning you to contribute that ripe fruit. Again, many months ago, I had another dream about swinging on a swing. You know, you have to take these symbols, really highlight them, and compare them to what is going on in the Bible. The Lord highlighted Joel 3:13 to me. Swing the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come thread the grape, for the wine press is full. The storage vats are overflowing with the wickedness of these people. The Amplified Bible says, put in the sickle of judgment, for the harvest is ripe. Okay, and I was led to Matthew 13. We have to understand that prophets get kingdom secrets, you know? And many times people's eyes and ears closed. They don't really understand what's going on. So that's why we need true prophetic vessels to give these messages, to give truth to people. Seeing so much false stuff out there, and it's just for likes and views. Really, really step back, because there's a lot of false prophecy out there. Now I want to share Matthew 13. He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they will have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Through seeing, they do not see. Through hearing, they do not hear or understand. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For the people's hearts have become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I will heal them. But blessed are the eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Now, I spoke about deaf and dumb spirits in another podcast episode. Of course, people are not going to be able to see if there's a veil still covering your heart and your mind. I want you to hang on, because he gave me Mark 4, which is the same thing. It was the same message, but only after these dreams occurred. So another dream arose. I was in a car. I was with some people. As I looked outside the window, I saw beautiful flowers all over the place. These were all different types of colors and all different types, and they came really close up to the window. And then I woke up. A couple days later, my husband and I had a dream. In a nutshell, I was carrying this huge empty flowering pot in my dream. I was carrying it around the whole time in my dream. Then my husband shared with me that he had a dream also. An older gentleman gave him a leaf to plant. He was discussing some of that. And I knew right away that the Lord was talking about planting and harvesting again. So you see how other prophetic words and other prophetic dreams and messages can be linked with yours. I was led to Mark 4, which is again the parable of the farmer scattering seed. And I want to share Mark 4, 12 with you. The farmer plants seeds by taking God's words to others. But many times people can't see or hear the Lord from idols in their lives, so they miss the message. When they understand what I do, they will learn nothing. When they hear what I say, they will not understand. So God gives the farmer, his servant, his prophets, understanding and wisdom. They are not distracted with worldly idols, but stay heavenly focused on the things of God. This is why he gives the secrets to them. Prophets watch their crops closely and tend to the weeds that need to be pulled out. Okay, this could be a relationship. This could be the idols that you're allowing in your life still. This could be something you're not giving up, but you have to be able to be pruned by the Lord. Ezekiel talks about the branch, okay? And a branch shall grow out his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, Isaiah 11, 1-2. Listen to me. Listen and pay close attention. Does a farmer always plow and never sow? Is he forever cultivating the soil and never planting? Does he not finally plant his seeds, cumin, wheat, barley, and emmer wheat, each in its proper way and each in its proper place? The farmer knows just what to do, for God has given him understanding. Now this made me cry. When God starts linking up all his prophetic words, you know, especially over the months, Mark 4, 26, 28 says, "The kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seeds on the ground. Night and day, while he's asleep or awake, the seed sprouts and grows, but he does not understand how it happens. The earth produces the crops on its own. First a leaf blade pushes through, then the heads of wheat are formed, and finally the grain ripens. And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with a sickle, for the harvest time has come." Okay, right after that dream I had when my husband talked about the leaf, the Lord will highlight certain words to me, might do that to you too. So when I saw the leaf blade, I was like, wow, there it is. There's the sickle again, harvest in the sickle, it's time. One day, King Ahab said to Naboth, "Since your vineyard is so convenient to my palace, I would like to buy it or use it as a vegetable garden. And I will give you a better vineyard in exchange, or if you prefer, I will pay for it." He came home and was not eating, so his wife Jezebel asked what was wrong, and he told her about the rejection of the vineyard. And then she said, Are you the king of Israel or not? Jezebel demanded, get up and eat something and don't worry about it. I'll get you his vineyard. Now Jezebel came to steal the vineyard. When I read that verse, God whispered, the enemy is trying to steal your vineyard. A vineyard takes planting, it takes sowing, it takes pruning, it takes years to harvest a vineyard. It takes time, patience, suffering. There's a time to plant and a time to harvest, right? This is mentioned in Ecclesiastes. Prophet's job is to tend the vineyards. Okay, we tend our own vineyards, but we also tend others' vineyards too. All right, y'all. So I just hope you're blessed with that message. I hope it spoke to you too, and just many blessings.
Did you know with your help, we can spread the love of Jesus together? Real quick, if you found value, this resonated with you, or this helped you in any way, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a short review. Let's help further God's mission together. Yes, you can be a part of growing God's kingdom and helping lost souls too. Get to know more of my heart on MaliaDiana.com. May God bless your path, my friends. Thank you for listening. Blessings.